let's get started with the ordinance that we haven't been following and get going. So if
KNOM Update News, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, and it's 9:02. The Nome City Council met last night for a work session in regular meeting. The council took procedural actions to move forward with fluoridating Nome's water. The results of an informal poll on November 5th showed more voters in favored fluoridation than opposed. The council decided to move ahead with implementing a fluoridation measure that's already on the books from the last time the policy was in place. Councilman Matt Culley says that barring any new ordinances, the city should start putting fluoride back in the water.
Let's get started with the ordinance that we haven't been following and get going. So if we do have one pop up, then we can do it. But short of that, it should start dripping.
Utility manager John Handelin told the council that given their decision, he'll move ahead scheduling a trip for ANSA's representatives to survey the city's equipment. After that, Nome will have fluoride back in its water supply. The council also heard from Wendy Chamberlain about the funding status of several large-scale projects Nome is looking to the state for help with. Among the most discussed at yesterday's meeting was the port expansion. Chamberlain explained that there is less state money for development projects in the current fiscal environment.
I think the competition, especially in a Senate district as large as the Senate district is, there's a lot of competition for a limited amount of funds. So I think that if we make it very clear to the finance co-chairs, to our own delegation, what our number one is, what we absolutely have to have, what is the most important thing at the end of the day that Nome has to have the end of this fiscal year, not what we'd like to have, but what can't we put off till the end of, till next session, what do we got to have?
The city of Nome is looking to find the remaining $3 million to fully fund the proposed Port Causeway Middle Dock project. The dock expansion will help Nome cope with the enormous increase in boat traffic the last few years. But the expanded causeway is also intended to facilitate more Arctic shipping, fisheries expansion, mineral extraction projects, and other economic programs anticipated amid the growing interest in the Arctic. State Senator Neil Foster attended the meeting and noted the global context of Nome's bid to establish more marine infrastructure.
The port is certainly not just a local port, and that's how we're going to portray that. How it's such a international issue with China wanting to become part of this and with Russia making aggressive claims. And so it's important. It's very different than, you know, a Homer port or a Ketchikan port or whatever. And so I think that's something that we certainly are going to explain to, you know, the folks down in Juneau.
The council also spent much of the meeting discussing safety on Nome's roads. Norton Sound Regional Hospital President Angie Gorn sent a letter to the council outlining her concerns for pedestrian safety on Greg Krusnik Avenue near the hospital. Gorn's letter gave examples of near-serious traffic incidents that have happened in the last few months on the busy road, and five potential solutions to the issue were listed, including reducing the speed limit and better weather mitigation methods to help driving conditions safe. This is the second public letter Gorn has written on the issue of road safety near the hospital. John Handelin gave an update on NJUB's progress responding to the Nome Eskimo Commission's Safe Routes to School initiative. Handelin described modifications made to street lamps to illuminate the school parking lot, where he'd found the most pressing safety issues. And Mayor Denise Michaels told the council that the city will soon be getting a visit from the South Korean council. The diplomat intends to talk with constituents in Nome, and the mayor mentioned that while South Korea has an Arctic policy in place, Alaska does not. Southwest Alaska could be one part of the state where the future of gold is currently playing out, thanks to new survey technologies. The state recently finished an extensive geological survey of historic mining areas near the Aniak, Innoko, and Iditarod mining districts. Steve Masterman is the operations manager with Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys. He says one of the agency's goals is to evaluate state lands for metal and mineral potential.
Part of that mission, we go out and look at areas that are heavily mineralized, have lots of known or past mineral production or known mineral occurrences, and we collect this kind of information to help people locate additional mineral resources in those areas.
This is an area with a strong history of gold production. Since 1880, miners have produced more than 2.8 million ounces of gold, most of it placer gold. The state thinks there's more to be found in igneous rocks. Much of the area has not been thoroughly explored, although the well-researched Donnellan deposit is in the area. The aeromagnetic surveys are done with a helicopter that flies lines about a quarter mile apart. They're sending out signals that bounce back and measure the magnetic response of the rocks and their resistance to electricity.
If a rock is very conductive, it could be conductive because it has a lot of clay or it has a lot of carbon, like graphite, or if it has a lot of metals. And so you can trace different beds of rock or different rock formations.
Masterman says a preliminary look at the map shows more faulting and folds of rock formations that can give a better understanding of how the geology works.
We can also see more intrusive and volcanic rocks, and it's the intrusive and volcanic rocks that are associated with the gold mineralization at Donlin Creek and Nixon Fork and other places in that part of the world. So that's also good to see.
The survey cost about $1 million. Alaska's largest city is gearing up for 5 days of basketball. The Car Safeway Great Alaska Shootout starts today with the Form Team Women's Tournament. Nicholls State takes on Georgetown in the opener, and UC Riverside plays host to University of Alaska Anchorage in the second contest with the finals on Wednesday. The 18 men's tournament begins tomorrow night and continues through Saturday. Tulsa takes on Indiana State in the opener, and Texas Christian plays UAA in the second game Wednesday. Pepperdine plays the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, and Denver takes on Harvard on Thanksgiving. The men's finals are Saturday night. And a look at the price of gold in New York at this hour. Gold is down $9.60 an ounce to $1,243 an ounce. Silver is down 34 cents an ounce to $19.96 an ounce. Zinc is at 84 cents a pound. It is unofficially 16 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.